This is psychologist Dr. Mark Rohde, and today we'll look at a couple of aspects of addiction and depression. It doesn't take a genius to recognize that different drugs do different things to your body and brain, but it's also really clear that the medical condition known as depression is highly correlated with addictive diseases. Let's take a look at several reasons why this might be true. Drugs and alcohol have a huge impact on the brain, and they impact multiple functions within the brain. When habitually used, many drugs, and alcohol, are known to suppress, block, or otherwise alter the availability of brain chemicals known as neurotransmitters. You may have heard of neurotransmitters like serotonin, norepinephrine, dopamine, perhaps a few more. It is a gross oversimplification of a complex process, but we often think of serotonin as associated with a sense of emotional balance. Dopamine impacts feelings of happiness, and norepinephrine is believed to have a role in memory, thinking, and decision-making. Other transmitters are also at play that have a similar impact on the way we experience our emotions and the way we relate to one another. Okay, let's think about this. How many people with addictive disorders have challenges with emotional equilibrium, happiness, memory, thinking, and good decisions? When those issues are problematic in anyone, you can pretty well bet that they will experience difficulties at work, home, and in the community. You see, depression is more than just drugs interacting with brain chemicals. It is also impacted by the relationships that we have with others, our ability to be responsible, and how we feel about ourselves. In effect, depression becomes more defined when we have unsuccessful relationships, aren't able to accomplish things, and have trouble being comfortable with who we are. The good news is, and it's very good news, that our brains are programmed to return to as normal as they can be after a period of abstinence. The longer the sobriety, the more the brain's own neurotransmitters will work to establish a new sense of balance. As you move toward better brain health, you may need some help in repairing the relationships and building a renewed sense of responsibility, but you'll have the neurological ability to be able to do it. Depression may require its own treatment with a behavioral health professional, especially if depression was a challenge before the onset of the addictive disorder, but you can work toward its resolution easier with a better brain. Now try this. Think for just a moment about how depressive feelings may have impacted you. Have you experienced problems with regulating emotions, unhappiness, memory lapses, or poor choices? Please talk with your recovery coach about your challenges. Thanks for listening.